Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mildred Jane, one of the first wasps, Doyle. Jane?
Wait, got your card.
Is she hooked?
Now, here you go. Do we want to go out now?
Also welcome, please, gentlemen with me. First, Carol Kane, who is Associate Director of the Wasp Museum. Carol, if you would.
Thank you.
And Terry Baker, who's Director of the American Heritage Foundation. Terry. And good morning, everybody. Start us off. It's so great to have you with us.
Well, I'm honored to be here.
Well. Jane, when do you recall as a kid, or whenever it was, you first got interested in flying? Yeah, what was it that triggered this interest in flying?
Well, I think when I saw Lindbergh, he came to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and my mother took me out to the airport, and we saw him there, and then they had a ceremony over at the Bung Park, and we went to see that, and at the time, you know, it probably really impressed me, but I didn't think that much about it afterwards. And then Wrong Way Corrigan came, and we saw him.
Now, explain for those who don't remember or know about Wrong Way Corrigan. Yeah. Tell about him.
Well, I think he was going to duplicate Lindbergh's flight, but ended up on the West Coast instead of over in England. So, but he was probably. But then after that, you didn't hear too much about different ones in aviation, especially women. You never heard about any of that.
About what year was this?
That was 1927 that Lindbergh came to Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Jacqueline Cochran won the Bendix Air Race in 1938.
Right.
Or 88.
Right.
88, no.
But at some point, it clicked on you to want to fly.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Well, I really didn't
school
think,
or?
Well, I was at junior college in Grand Rapids, and they started the civilian pilot training program, and I happened to be in an engineering drawing class because I was interested in architecture, and I had to take this engineering drawing, and so instructor came in and announced to the fellows that they were going to have a civilian pilot training program. So afterwards, I asked him, I said, can women get into it? And he said, well, I'll let one woman for 10 men. So I said, I want to do that. And so I hadn't really been up in a plane before that. So I didn't know anything about it, but I was interested.
One woman and 10 men.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't hesitate. You blasted forward anyway.
I tried everything.
Now, where did that attitude come from, that you were going to move on your own?
Well, in high school, I was an ROTC sponsor, and I was in the band, and I just liked things that were a little different than women do.
So tell me about the training when you started. You started training,
mm-hmm.
right? You got into the class.
Yes.
How surprised were you when you were accepted, along with the 10 guys?
Well, I had to stretch. I just made the height minimum. And my mother said I was hanging from the door frames to be tall enough. But I got into it, and we had ground school at the college, junior college in Grand Rapids. And we then in the morning, then we went out to the airport and had our flight training. And the first time up, I thought, this is heaven. I love it.
So your first flight, you remember?
I remember.
And what was your reaction to it?
I wanted to keep on. It was just a whole different perspective, looking down on everything, you know. And
So what year was this?
1940.
So you start training as a civilian.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that training like up to the point you licensed? What was the training?
Well, we had 70 hours of ground school and 35 hours of flight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Solo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd that feel like?
I loved it. I just liked everything about flying.
So when did the WASP thing happen? You know, how close after? Now, do you got your license then?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
And how long after that did the WASP opportunity arise?
Not until 1942 it was that Jacqueline Cochran went through the records and found all the women pilots, even those that had private license. She was only supposed to check those that had commercial license, which is 200 hours at that time. But she checked everybody's record. And then I got a telegram asking if I was interested. So I replied right away that I was interested. And I was in college. And I flew with the Civil Air Patrol to keep up my time while I was in college. And so as soon as I got that notice, I went and had the physical and was accepted, but then I had to wait for a class opening, and that was November of 43.
Through all these years of your interest in aviation as a female, what was the reaction from your parents and or your friends about you wanting to fly?
Well, my parents were used to me trying things. they were supporting me all the way. I had a brother that was in the Navy and a sister in the Red Cross. And in wartime, everybody was involved in World War II in some way. All the civilians with rationing were, it's been different since then. But World War II, everybody was involved, and I wanted to be part of it.
So what was the process? You were selected, right?
Yeah.
You got a telegram or... Yeah. How many people remember what a telegram is? Good. A few of us.
Yeah.
So you got a telegram to report where?
Well, that was to report to whether I was interested. Well, the telegram came from Jacqueline Cochran's office, and I replied to that.
Right.
And then I got the notice to go have my physical at Selfridge Field.
Selfridge, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're accepted to the program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once you're accepted, orders, yeah?
And then I just had to wait for, and I took the train from Grand Rapids to Sweetwater.
Tell me, what is Sweetwater, Texas?
It wasn't much at that time. You got off the train and you walked across the street to the Bluebonnet Hotel and you stayed there overnight, and then they brought the cattle truck out from Avenger Field and took you out to the field, and so you really didn't see Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
Yeah. We got into town once in a while, but not very often. They kept us busy.
So describe the training. What was the initial, the beginning of that first week? Of what the experience was like compared to being back home?
Well, living in a room with six, there were six of us in one room, and each of us were from a different state. We didn't know each other, and so we had to get acquainted that way, and it didn't take long to get acquainted because we were all interested in flying. And they started us right out with introduction to the field, and the facilities there. But then we started right away with our training at ground school and flight training.
So how much military kind of physical training was there? What was that like?
Yeah, we had PT every day and we had drill every day, and we got up to revelry in the morning and, is it revelry in the morning?
Yeah.
Taps at night. Yeah.
No, that's right.
And and inspections every Saturday, or everything had to be dust-free. You know, they'd take their glove and go over things.
Did they ever drop a quarter on the top of your bunk to see if it bounced?
Yeah, they did that, too. You had to have everything. That's how I've learned to make a bed.
Exactly.
It was a good training. I mean,
so how were you treated by the now all male instructors? Right? Mm-hmm.
Well, there was one female, but I didn't have her, and she later became a WASP. She was an instructor, but she later became a WASP, and she had to go through the same training.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you were all licensed pilots when you started the program.
Yes,
So what was your first flight like, and what airplane?
Well, the first flight was in a PT-19, which was a Fairchild. When I got in that with the helmet and the goggles and the jacket and everything, I thought I'm really a pilot now. It was a little different than a Piper Cub.
Right.
I was just really thrilled with my first ride in that plane. We just had it for 6 hours, and then they brought the steerman in. And so we had the steerman for the rest of the primary training.
So how many hours, if you recall, did you have on the steerman?
We had 35 hours in the steerman.
Right.
And then we went from the steerman to the AT-6. Our class was the first one to do that. That was sort of an experiment to skip basic training and go to the AT-6. And so we had 35 hours of that, and that was a lot of acrobatics and different things. They wanted us to know how to get the plane under control if it got in an unusual position.
Sure.
And it's amazing because my husband was a pilot, and he in the AT-6 they wouldn't let them do any acrobatics. But with us, we had to do everything.